Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another Weekend Chat. Oh, today has been a day. I just finished watching Black is King, the new Beyonce film on Disney Plus. Not sponsored, no Disney Plus promo, just is what it is. It comes with my Verizon or like whatever. It comes with my phone plan, so I have it for free. Well, not free, but like part of whatever. And I found it very emotional. I found it visually stunning. It was just incredible. It was like very emotional. I just thought, I'll talk about it more on Legends Only, which we're recording in like 4 hours. So I need to be quick here today. But I was on a roll with my YouTube and I thought that I would check in and say, hello, happy weekend. How are you guys doing? It's been cool to reactivate this platform, especially now when the outside world just feels like it is, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I am hitting a wall this past week. I don't know what it's been. Like, it just feels, I don't know. Like, also, by the way, before we even get started, my hair is a mess. I showered, and after my walk this morning, I showered, and then I just showered, ruffled it with my towel, and then was like, I want to go watch Black is King, and I just sat on my couch and let my hair air dry, and this is what happened. So I don't, it's like out of control. I don't mind it though. Like, I'm just glad, you know, I still got hair, honestly. So it's just living its own life on its own. And so we're gonna let it do whatever it wants to do today. So there's that. But anyway, I feel like I am hitting a wall this week. I was gonna do my quarantine faves this week, but I just wasn't, I'm not really feeling it today. If you feel it, let it happen. If you're not feeling it, don't do it, I guess. I don't know, like I'm just, well, you know, some quick updates here. I did not get nominated for my Emmy submission. We were not chosen. We were not selected. That's not why I'm in the mood that I'm in, but like, I'm just updating you guys from like last week to now. Last week's Legends Only, I loved. Like, I had really fun, a lot of fun with the episode. Didn't get the Emmy nomination. And then this week, I just feel like, I don't know, this whole like COVID situation. And I think honestly what it was is like at the end of every month when I have to go to pay my rent, it's just a reminder that like another month has passed, if that makes sense. And so yesterday night, I was like, oh shit, it's the 31st. I have to pay my rent. And so I went and I paid my rent online and I was just like, oh my God, it's fucking August already. And it just felt like this, I got mad. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was mad yesterday and this morning. And honestly, like, I'm kind of glad that I watched Black is King because it just like made me feel so, it like literally sombered me down and like made me feel so emotional. And I went from like fuming angry this morning to sobbing my eyes out watching this incredible movie. And I don't know, like, I just feel like, because for me, like, I'm always like, I, This is like, again, another weekend chat of like rambling. By the way, I'm going to do this all in one take today. Also, I loved how last week I was like, hey guys, this is going to be really short talks for an hour. But it's, again, it's just like stream of consciousness, whatever. And I'm trying to like, I didn't really write this out or take notes. So you guys are just getting this like stream of thought again. And where was I going? Oh, so I pay my rent. I realize it's August. I start thinking about it because for me, like in my personal life, I have a budget forecast, which is like, and I don't even know if that's the real technical term. If there's any like analysts or whatever, I don't know if that's the right thing. It basically just means you plan ahead. So I'm always 12 months ahead in my budget forecast, which basically means like you, I use an Excel sheet that I custom made, just made it. And it's all outgoing bills. So like every line is like, you know, my monthly Adobe costs, the podcast cost, rent, electric, haircut, laundry, bills, just like anything that is taken out, Spotify, Dropbox, like all my monthly bills, I just is like lines those up, and then it's income. So it'll be like paycheck, 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 and you forecast in advance. So you can sort of say like, oh, if I stay under my budget for the next 12 months, I'll be here. So anyway, I was, you know, on my budget and I was just like, holy shit, I cannot believe how far we are. And then I was thinking ahead to the next month, September, and I'm just like, that's fall. And nothing has gotten better. It has only gotten worse. It has only gotten worse, you guys. And I'm not a pessimist, and I'm like, it just really, like, in my personal opinion, I feel if there is not a national lockdown in the next month, we are fucked for the fall. And I'm just thinking ahead to Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, the holidays, like whatever season it is or whatever holiday it is that you celebrate in the holiday season in December, that New Year's is like all of this is coming up. Like we're gearing up towards the part of the year where it's just, you know, it's stacked. And it's not looking good, you guys. Like it's really looking bad. And I think yesterday I just was like, because there's, you know, there's been so many places in my neighborhood that have closed permanently. There are, I feel weird even, like it's weird even thinking about this because it feels like I'm in a simulation. But therapy, the bar, that has been here, I mean, like my whole time being here, I feel like it's the therapy, the gay bar that's been here. Ninth Ave Saloon, like Barrage, Bar Bacon, the place across the street from me is like struggling, and I'm just seeing all of these places shutter for good. This other small coffee shop, Cav, they just had to shut down two of their locations and they're opening another one tentatively. I'm like, it's bad. And there was this huge list that went out over the weekend of all the places in New York that have closed, like for good, like packed their shit and left and like are done. The East Village, like it's bad, you guys. Like it is really bad. And I feel like the news is like, oh, we're in phase four. And, you know, New York has done a great, like everyone here has done a great job of getting the curve down, and it's still there. There's still cases. There's still things, but like it has gotten a lot better. But like the city is crumbling. Like the businesses, real estate, bars, restaurants, everything. And I'm just, in my mind, I'm thinking big picture and looking at how everything is going for the rest of the month. it's the nation is getting worse. And once we get into the fall and the winter hits the East Coast, all these places that are surviving on outdoor dining, you can't do that. I mean, you could, you know, suit up and go outside and eat a cheeseburger in the blizzard if you want, but it's not gonna, like, no one's gonna do that. And I really feel like we're gearing up for either a bigger mass exodus of New York once the winter hits, because at least right now you can, you know, I go to the park, I go on my walks. You could socially distant, go to one of these places. The places in my neighborhood have been, extremely vigilant about, you know, really shaming people for not following social distancing and being responsible and, like, you know, all of that. And I'm just like, is it gonna, it's just not looking good. And I hate that feeling, because I feel like I'm not a pessimist. I feel like I don't know, as I get older and as my hair gets grayer, as y'all can see, even though, you know, we are getting, I've been taking pills for, not sponsored. I'm not going to plug the company and give them free promo. I give everyone free promo. I'm not going to plug them, but it is making my hair stay. So where was I going? Oh, I'm just saying, as I get older and as my hair grays, I just try and look at everything in life, like, objectively, realistically. I try not to fall into sensationalized headlines and clickbait, and, you know, I'm just trying to be better. And obviously I'm talking to a handful of you on here, and you're trying not to alarm anyone or freak anyone out or make anyone nervous or make anyone feel despair. And you guys know I like to make people laugh and be fun, but, like, this is what's going on, and it's really hitting me hard. And I think that's why I got so emotional when I was watching this movie today, is because there's, like, friendship and family and culture, and it was just so beautiful. And I just was, it was, like, really making me feel things about, like, the world and the universe and the earth and, like, just the visuals. And it just really, like, I don't know, kind of going through the gigs a little bit this past week. It's just, I feel like the weight of everything is really hitting me hard. And I, you know, I've been doing a decent job of, like, maintaining my own personal sanity. And by coming on here, doing the podcast, waking up in the morning and saying, like, okay, you're sore, you're not feeling it today, just get up, just stand up, just put on your sneakers and just step outside, right? Like, every single day I'm, like, pushing myself. And, like, I live alone. I am alone here in my little abode with my no art and my little hue lights. And it's been really, really, really tough. And I wanted to come on here and just, you know, try and keep it 100 and keep it real. And, you know, I feel like, you know, so many people are struggling and so many people are hurting and so many people are really feeling it hard. And so I wanted to share with you guys that, like, you're not alone in that. Like, it's a thing. It's hitting me too. I think for me, and I don't know if this is, like, a good solution to things, but, like, I've just been trying to keep myself busy and active and just, but I don't know. Last night, like, everything just kind of, I don't know, like, kind of crushed me a little bit. Like, it felt like those cartoons where, you know, like, Roadrunner is, like, running and it's just, like, boom, the anvil falls on him, you know? And yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of where I'm at today. And it's not, like, a bad thing. Like, I'm not, you know, in, like, the darkest of a headspace, but, like, I am feeling it. And I was also thinking too, like, you know, someone sent me these Instagram stories of these people and they were having a party in a bar And I just was like getting so angry and just wanting to like scream at these people and be like, what are you doing? But I feel like there's also so much of a, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the government like is failing us with this pandemic, and they want us to be fighting each other. They want us to be arguing with each other. They want us to be shaming one another. Like, they want me to be screaming at people on Instagram and trying to blame them or blame the people who went to, like, granted, the clownery is clownery, but like, it's like, it is the government's fault. Like, our government, the administration, our elected officials are failing us, and they're letting us all fight one another to distract from their incompetence. And so I feel like I'm getting angry at people and I just want to scream. But then at the same time, I realize that it's not our fault, you know? Like, we all have to do our own part, but we're not being guided. We're not being led. There's no leadership. There's no, no one is inspiring and leading change and a solution here. We're all just stuck at home, screaming at each other, fighting with each other, making masks political, even though a virus doesn't care what you are, who you voted for, what skin color you are, what your story, like, it doesn't care. Literally, like, a virus just wants to go down your throat and be like, these lungs, nice and healthy, the flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't care. And I just, it's like, oh my God, I just want to scream. Like, I just want to scream because I feel like it is so far gone. It is so far out of my control. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what I can do to help. I just see the city around me, my neighborhood around me, this city that I've lived in for almost half my life now. At this point, it's 14 years in this month, right? 14, 26, here we go. 1 second, we gotta do a math equation live because I don't feel like editing this. 2006 plus 10 is 2016 plus 4 is 14. There we go. Love that for me. But like, I've lived here for almost half my life. Like, this is my home. And I just see the city crumbling and there's nothing I can do, you know? And it's just hard. Like, I don't know what the solution is. I am feeling the effects of like loneliness a little bit. And I'm seeing friends of mine hurting and I can't do anything. I am seeing my friends out of work and I can't give them a job. I can't pay, you know, I can't cough up an unemployment check and help people and pay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a one person. And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be like holding that weight like over myself, but like, it's hard, you know? Like, I feel for people. I feel for, like, you know, I don't know. And then like, I also think sometimes I'm like, should I like run for office? But I feel like I'm like, literally be like, you're all fucking idiots. You're all fucking idiots. Like, it drives me insane. You know, like, I'm just like, I don't understand it. Like, I really don't. Like, I just can't wrap my head around this idea of like anyone who is an elected official sitting around pointing blame at other people when they are in a position where they have been elected to serve their people. You know what I'm saying? Like, going broad here, like, anyone, whatever party it is, whatever congressional district, House, Senate, local, school board, president, vice, like, whatever, wherever you are, when you are voted on by the people to serve the people, your job day in and day out, all day, every morning, 7 days a week, is to problem solve. Like, your life should be dedicated to trying to solve these problems. And I'm just like, it's just driving me insane, because all I see is just people pointing the finger to blame. It's that person's fault. They did it. They did it. They're what is that doing? What is that solving? It's like everyone is like looking in the rearview mirror at everything that happened, pointing the finger to blame. And I'm just like, nothing is getting done. Nothing's getting done. Can someone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with my job, which is pretty much like on call all the time, when someone asks me to do something, when I get texted from my boss, who is the host of our show, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you help me out with this? Like, my job is to get that done. And I'm just like, what are these people doing? What is our government doing? What are these elected officials doing? Why are they on Twitter all day? Like, can someone explain to me why? Like, I'm on Twitter because, like, it's my job to be on Twitter and, like, making people aware of what's going on social media and writing copy and putting out content and whatever. So, like, and I get that, like, elected officials, it's a good tool to get information out there and to get your platform and to connect with your constituents and whatever. But, like, if we're in the middle of a pandemic, if I was elected office right now on day one, T. Kyle's 100-day plan, you are not allowed to tweet during business hours ever. That is my rule. From 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., you are not allowed to tweet. You are to be working. Work. Solve problems. Oh, my God. Like, does anyone else feel that way? Like, I am so not even, like, and before anyone tries to come for me, like, I'm a registered, unaffiliated voter. I have been for the second I registered as an 18-year-old back in college. I have always been unaffiliated because I hate the whole, like, party fighting bullshit. Like, it's the same thing with religions. Like, I feel like people who use their religion to, like, fight with other people, it's like, no, people, like, why we should be celebrating, like, whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, I have friends that are all different religions, all different spiritualities. I have my own personal spirituality. I share it sometimes, whatever. Like, I hate the division. You know what I'm saying? What is that noise? Oh, someone's about to slam the door. Another thing I don't understand, why people slam their doors. Like, I really don't get it. Like, you can literally, like, you take the handle, you turn it slow, and you just, like, you know what I mean? Like, anyone else know what I'm saying? Like, you walk in your door, you catch the door. Oh, but I guess that's the moral of the story today, is that, like, I can't control other people. I can only control how I react. And right now I'm reacting like it's just driving me insane. And I don't know. Does anyone else feel that way? I'm curious. Like, where are you at right now in the whole COVID coronavirus moment? I know some of you that I am friends with on here that I follow on socials, like on other socials, I know that a lot of you are going through it. And I guess, like, to end this chat today is on, like, you know, why did I restart YouTube? Why did I reboot this? You know, I'm not making money on here. I don't have sponsorships. I don't have products that I'm hawking to you guys to make money. Although I do want to do a quarantine faves, and I started making a list. And shout out to, oh shit, what was her name? I'm so sorry. I apologize. I recommended you guys that, like, iced coffee chiller last week. And so someone on Instagram DM'd me and sent me a picture of them, like, opening it. And they're like, I'm going to try it today. And then they sent me a follow-up picture of them at their desk. Like, they made their own iced coffee and they were like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. And I was like, see, like, look at all the good I do. That was acting. Look at all the good I do. Does anyone know that reference? If you caught that reference, write it below. Welcome to my home. But anyway, like, why come back here, right? And I was thinking of the community that I had created on here. You know, you guys know I was doing, at one point I was doing like 2 videos a week. I had my Dream Daddy series, my gaming series that was so fun, that so many of you loved. And I felt like it was this community. And I just, you know, I see everything that's happening with TikTok and Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, I got rid of my personal Facebook about 6 weeks ago. Best decision ever. It just was like, it was just all negative. Everything on there was so negative. It was just all people fighting. Every time I would open my feed, I would see people that I was friends with fighting with their family members, like in my newsfeed, like in, like their posts would pop up and it would be them like cussing out their aunt in a newsfeed post. And I'm like, why am I being shown your family drama of you all calling each other like every name in the book? Like, why is this in my feed? So got rid of that. Best decision ever. But I just see so much division. So much division all the time, everywhere. And I was just, you know, thinking of my YouTube, and I thought, well, I feel like this is going to be a thing through the fall, through the winter. And, you know, that's going to be September, October, November, December. Shit. Fuck. Oh, January, February, March. And then it's like we lost a whole year. Like, poof, be gone. Where'd it go? You know, like, I really don't think we're not going to be out of this till next year, you guys. And so I'm saying that is not to be pessimistic. I'm saying that to be real and just looking at, you know, science and fact. And I thought, you know, for me, every single night before I go to bed, I go on Twitch, I go on YouTube, and I find people's videos that I watch. Just last night, I was watching my friend Scott, who is on here on YouTube. He does makeup. He is fantastic, so talented. And he posted a video, and I was like watching it, and I just was like, I wish I could hang out with, you know, like, I wish I could hang out with these people that I watch, like Luscious Massacre. I am upset, like, just makes me so happy, and I just sit. And before I go to bed every night, I try and just like go on and watch a video from someone that I really like and laugh, cry, just relax. I also really love Julian, Jenna Marbles' husband? I don't know their relationship, like title, I guess. He's been doing a lot of like really nice cinematography and just did this video about this new camera he got, and I was just like watching it, and I was like, I don't know, I felt like I was hanging out with a friend because I can't hang out with my friends. You know, I play Minecraft with Lindsay. By the way, this one over here has been having parties every single weekend, and I'm just like, okay, like, what are you fucking doing? Like, what are you doing? Literally, this is a respiratory virus. Why are you having a party inside your fucking studio apartment? I just can't. So anyway, I just thought, like, if we're going to all be in this for the next 8 months, maybe I can make this a community again of coming on here every week and talking and having fun doing, I don't know, I might try new things, or I have a green screen and I have room and I have my ring light, and I don't know. I just feel like things are crumbling around us. And I thought, well, maybe reboot a community again, like I had before with the P.O. box. And I don't know if I'm going to do a P.O. box because I just, oh, we hit the maximum record time, which means I went at, that means 30 minutes, I think. So I'm going to wrap this up. But yeah, that's why I'm back. Oh, here we go. Gonna have another door slam. Yep. Gonna be another one. Y'all, I swear to God. And that's the other thing, too, is, like, I'm like, I want to scream at, like, you. I want to be like, why are you, you're literally having parties every single week. What are you doing? What, like, I just, I feel like we're bombarded with people being fucking idiots having parties in a pandemic. It's just mind-boggling. But luckily, there is a wall and a door, and there is no air circulation that is, like, WYD in all caps. I'm about to, like, should I just, like, what would you guys do if I just, like, on camera just, like, stood up, walked out, like, opened the door, and I was like, is something going on here? Like, is there a problem? Like, what's going on with the door? Like, relax with the door and quit the fucking parties, dude. Like, what? Ugh. Anyway, that's this week's update. Hair is out of control. The world is out of control. And who knows what is going to happen next. I am growing my hair out, by the way. I have gotten my hair cut twice since March 13th. So I did it myself. I went the first week of phase three because the barbershop, I was like, you know, I want to support and make sure that you guys can, like, keep going. Like, they're, you know, it's like they've got a family and, like, a wife and kids. Like, the guy who cuts my hair, like, he has a family to take care of. And so I'm like, you know, where was I going with that? I don't know. Just that I'm growing all of this out. I haven't touched this in at all. Just like a trim, but like got this cut. So it's a mess, but so is the world. So I thought that I would just check in and we're gonna wrap up here. But if you made it this far, what emoji can we do? Let's do the, you know, the guy where his head is like, and it's like the puff of, like, exploding, like he's just, like, shook. Let's do that, because that's what I look like right now with this hair. Should I just make this the thumbnail? What if I just did that? Oh my God. My hair looks really red, though. Okay, let's do this for the thumbnail. What if I was just, like, that can be the thumbnail, right? Would you click on that? I mean, if you made it this far, you did click on it. A mood, right? The Heat Miser, 2020. What movie is the Heat Miser in? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like whatever. Frosty the Snowman. I don't fucking know. Frosty the Snowman this year. Better be wearing that mask, because come holiday season, that's the other thing too, you guys. Like, Thanksgiving travel, can you even wrap your mind around it? Already madness. Already. Like, have you ever been to Penn Station here in New York on Thanksgiving weekend? On Thanksgiving even? Y'all want to see hell on earth? Penn Station on Thanksgiving weekend? Imagine that with a virus going around. Flights, airport lines, public transportation, the holiday season. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, truly, I can't. Which is why we need to do something now. We need to be doing something now. Today. It is August. We need to get this done. Like, we need, oh my God. Elect me president, like, right now. Literally. I would be like, 4 weeks, mandatory shutdown, unemployment checks for everyone across the board for 4 weeks. You stay home or you get fined. 4 weeks, we're gonna contain this virus and we're gonna get rid of it. It's going to have nowhere to go because everyone's going to be staying at home for 4 weeks and all the little particles are going to be flying around like, oh no, we're dying. We have no one to go to because everyone's home. That's my coronavirus impression. All their wigs are going to be, Miss Rona's wigs just going to be getting snatched. You're like, oh my, would that even work? I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but like, that's what I would do. I would be like, everyone shut down 4 weeks, stay home, and we're giving everyone 4 weeks. We would pause rent for a month, pause bills, pause everything. No one has to pay. Like, I would just be like, you know, like all these rich people, like, what's his name? Like, these rich people could chip in and be like, because that's the thing. The virus doesn't care. The virus doesn't care who you voted for, how much money you have, how much money you don't have, what color your skin is, if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're young, if you're old, it does not care. So I don't know. Anyway, I gotta go. Gotta get this up. And we're gonna record Legends Only, even though I'm not really feeling like fun today, but there are some good bops that I could talk about. So I just need to snap out of it. And yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming back and chatting in the comments below and leaving comments and connecting. And I don't know. I want to do some more interactive stuff. Like maybe, I don't know, like, if I wasn't working like 6 days a week, well, seven kind of with like the podcast, but like a Minecraft server would be fun, or doing like subscriber games. I don't know, like something interactive, something fun, something for the summertime, you know, just it's like the old school Tumblr days again, kind of. You guys remember those days? Shout out if you were here since Tumblr. Leave a comment below if you've been following me since my Tumblr days. I feel like we're back to square one. We're back to the reblogs. Like, that was such a good community. And like, it was a moment in life where I was going through a transition and figuring my start here after college. Well, I was here in college, but figuring out life here post-college. And I, you know, I went to Tumblr to find community with people like me who liked the same music and art and games and stuff. So we're back there again. So thank you guys for watching, and let me know what you think in the comments below. Leave me a comment, hit the subscribe button if you are not subscribed, and you can hit the little bell icon to get notified when these go live, because I have been kind of inconsistent, but I've been doing Saturdays. Well, another week. Thank you guys for listening and for chatting and connecting. And I hope that you have a good week. Stay positive. Hang in there. I feel you. I empathize with you. And I know what it feels like. And I am going through it myself. And yeah, we're going to get through this. So have a good weekend. Have a great week whenever it is that you are watching this, and keep your chin up. Go watch Black is King. It is stunning. It is beautiful. Oh my God. I'll talk about it on the podcast. Subscribe to Legends Only if you want a little bit more fun of a conversation to listen to tomorrow night. And yeah, I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.